It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. On Friday, we like to have these quick conversations about a half dozen news items that we didn't get to otherwise in our talk shows this week. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, we'll have the Cedar Rapids Police Chief on. He'll talk about a new approach to cracking down on synthetic drugs. Also, how a new study on how what's on TV can affect infant and toddler language development. And finally, at the end of the hour, Iowa Public Radio's Rick Fredrickson will be along. He'll tell us about his day with Robin Williams on the set of Good Morning Vietnam that was filmed back in 1987 in Thailand. And Rick Fredrickson was there. He'll tell us about his encounter with Robin Williams. The first half hour we're going to dedicate to the Iowa State Fair, which finishes up on Sunday. We know that phrase, the shot heard round the world. Well, in 2011, it was not a shot. It was a quip by a presidential candidate that was heard around the world. The quip, corporations are people, my friend. The author of that quip, you know it, Governor Mitt Romney. The setting, the Iowa State Fair. Of course, those words followed him through the entire campaign and were much discussed. Joining me to reflect on the political banter at this year's Des Moines Register soapbox at the fair, Kathy Obradovich, political columnist for the Des Moines Register. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Ben.
Joyce Russell is with us as well, IPR correspondent. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Ben.
Kathy, let me start with you. Have you heard anything quite that remarkable this year?
No, I don't think so. You know, you have to keep in mind that during a presidential campaign, we have a lot more national media. So that, you know, that remark heard around the world. We did have a few candidates who may, in fact, be in the running for 2016, but there was nothing quite that remarkable.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a couple of instances, an instance or two that jumped out at you covering the soapbox.
Yeah, so I thought, you know, that the candidates for 2014 from here in Iowa used their time at the soapbox mostly to have the audience get to know them better. They talked about personal history and, you know, including some things that were really pretty personal. Jack Hatch, who's running for governor, Democrat, talked about having a learning disability as a child. He was dyslexic and talked about, you know, how that parlayed into his the importance he places on early childhood education. Joni Ernst used her time to talk about her military service, and she told a pretty emotional story about a friend who was killed in Afghanistan. I mean, I think she really had to clamp down on her emotions so she didn't tear up during that story. And then there were some kind of funny ones. Marionette Miller-Meeks, who's running for Congress in the 2nd District, Republican, talked about how her favorite TV show is The Price is Right. And she talked about the story about traveling to Los Angeles with her family and standing in line at 2 a.m. to get to the show before Bob Barker retired. And, you know, she used that as an example of her persistence and dedication. So I thought that was kind of a funny story.
Interesting. So it's sort of a folksy, I don't know if you'd say low-key, but a casual, folksy approach that most of these candidates take.
I think so. I mean, the State Fair is a place for candidates to show that they are like you, right? They are real people, that they're wearing their jeans and polo shirts, and it, you know, this brings out the populist side of candidates, regardless of their political stripe. So the soapbox, I think, is a continuation of that.
Mm-hmm. Joyce Russell, what did you see that interested you?
Well, piggybacking on what Kathy was saying, a couple of other instances of personal stories. Jim Maurer is a Democrat running against Steve King in the 4th District, and he, you know, talked in favor of Social Security and Medicare, but he, you know, told his own family's personal story of really being, in his words, saved from falling into poverty because of Social Security survivor benefits. He lost one parent. And, you know, sort of brings his own personal story to favoring those federal programs. And also Representative Loebsack, who's running for reelection, also talked about Social Security survivor benefits, which kept his family afloat when he lost a parent at a young age.
Mm-hmm. Steve King, in our 4th District representative, also talked about some topical issues that we've had in our news, immigration, right, Joyce?
Yeah, and, you know, I noticed, you know, he always talks about immigration, and he had typically colorful things to say about it. For example, he related about a recent trip that he made to the Texas border with Republican Congressman Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. And he sort of used that to promote his Let's Toughen Up the Border speech again. This is what he had to say about leaving one location in southern Texas.
So we planted an American flag right there at the tip of Texas. And then we turned the volume up all the way on Toby Keith and drove out of there. And and we've got to secure our borders.
I don't know. I just in case we need to translate that, Toby Keith, of course, a popular country music artist. But and the times when I was sitting waiting for speeches, more than one person came in the crowd after somebody's speech and said, "Well, did he talk about immigration?" So it seems to be on people's minds a lot. There was one pro-immigrant group that had signs there at Representative King's speech.
Mm-hmm. Even though the 2016 caucuses here in Iowa are a long ways away, and as you pointed out, Kathy, it's not 2011. We're not a few months away from the caucuses. We're over a year away from them. But that didn't prevent presidential candidates, or possible. I guess none have declared, right? So we have we had Rick Perry show up. We had Ted Cruz show up. I noticed, Kathy, that Salon.com picked up on some register reporting of Rick Perry. Let me just read. I think this is from your colleague Jennifer Jacobs that Salon.com quoted. Perry seemed pumped up after his enthusiastic heckle-free reception at the Register's soapbox. When the Register's moderator thanked him as he came off the stage, Perry said, "You're welcome. I'm awesome." did you catch that, Kathy or Joyce?
I was actually sitting in the back, and I don't know if somebody had also asked him, you know, how he felt or how it was. You know, he may have been responding to something more than that. But yeah, I mean, he clearly was pumped up. He had a good time at the state fair, and walked around, talked to people, tried a lot of different foods, and that is a typical, I would say, typical experience for somebody who might be running for president at the fair. Right. Sometimes the fair can have pitfalls for presidential candidates who don't quite understand the environment. Rick Perry's been there before and clearly knew what to expect.
Yeah, Joyce, go ahead.
Yeah,
and finish up here.
I would just add, I agree. He was very engaging and relaxed from the stump, and you know, he has some star power. So there was national media there, and so you know, this sort of scrum of people around him, and then as the soapbox is, you know, people walk by and maybe they stop in and listen, and maybe they don't. But it was like, oh, there's all these people there. I better stop and listen. And so he had one of the biggest crowds here. And he used his time not to be running for president, but to promote other Republican candidates, in particular Joni Ernst.
Mm-hmm. Rick Perry, not only star power that you mentioned here, but evidently from the Register's reporting, also some handshake power. Here's a quote, too. Perry also reportedly shook a 10-year-old girl's hand until she had to say to him, "I can't feel my fingers." All right. Thank you very much. Plenty of state fairs, soapbox coverage at the Des Moines Register's website. Kathy Obradovich, political columnist for the Register, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Ben.
And, of course, Joyce Russell of Iowa Public Radio. Thanks for being with us.
Okay.
You were supposed to say, "You're welcome, I'm awesome." Don't you, too, Luna, anything?
You're welcome. You're welcome, I'm awesome.